Radio is for everyone and everything. One Western Washington University sculpture professor thinks that includes animals, too. That story from me, Vivian McCall. Sasha Petrenko's art and ecology class spent weeks researching an animal living in and around the Salish Sea for a project called Music for Animals, a new experimental program on Petrenko's online art radio station, Sound Out Radio.
We have such a hierarchical view of ourselves. Let's kind of level this off and imagine that the animals may be just as curious as we are and bring them into sort of this sonic conversation.
There's this poem about bats, another about moon jellyfish.
Hello, it's us.
This one about slugs.
Slugs are not real, they're fake.
Music for Animals is broadcast every day from the roof of the Western Gallery on campus in Bellingham and on Sound Out's website, once at 5 p.m. for us, and again at 2 a.m. for the animals. I'm Vivian McCall, KNKX News.
They're gross. I wouldn't want to touch one. But, like, I don't know, they're cute in, like, drawings and stuff. But, like... Yeah, like the actual animal?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not a vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is KNKX News. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Vivian McCall with KNKX News with something that might really excite your ears. Animal radio tone poems. Four words I didn't expect to string together. The project, called Music for Animals, was made by college students at Western Washington University in Bellingham for Sound Out Radio. It's all about organisms living in and around the Salish Sea. Gabe Rabanowitz shared his poem with me.
The organism I chose was the black-capped chickadee. It's a bit anecdotal, but the reason I chose it is that a neighborhood that I was living in about 2 years ago while still going to school, there was a ton of chickadees in almost every single tree. I had to get up early in the morning for work, or if I had pulled an all-nighter procrastinating, you know, I'd be hearing the birds at the sunrise, and eventually I started kind of like whistling, trying to imitate their call. And I don't know if it was just being delusional from being up all night, but at some point I feel like they kind of had let me in their little call pattern. The call would go from tree to tree, and when I started imitating it, it was almost as if they had left a little pause, and I was like the next little bird in the call chain.
Absolute stimuli.
I focused a lot on that simple two-note call, because that's the one I had originally known, but after hearing more of their calls just on the internet and, like, looking at identification charts, I began to just notice them everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.
Each new autumn is a new architecture.
I had a really wonderful experience with it, and kind of doing a less is more. And I think just kind of that mentality really helped the project come to fruition.
Gabe Rabanowitz, who is a sculptor, when he made this piece, he laid out the musical notes in the shape of a root system to represent the trees where black-capped chickadees live. This collection of poems is broadcast from the roof of the Western Gallery on campus in Bellingham and on Sound Out Radio's website.